Adam and Amelia Wright's marriage is crumbling after 10 years together. He's a successful screenwriter with prosopagnosia, face blindness, who can only identify his wife by her perfume, voice, and touch. She works at Battersea Dogs Home, feeling increasingly invisible in her husband's shadow. Their communication has deteriorated to functional exchanges about dinner and keys. As a last-ditch effort to save their marriage, they drive through a snowstorm to a remote converted chapel in the Scottish Highlands, a trip Amelia claims she won in a staff raffle. When they finally arrive at Blackwater Chapel after an arduous journey, the doors are mysteriously locked, then inexplicably open moments later. Their aging Labrador, Bob, growls at the building, something he never does. Inside, dozens of small mirrors reflect distorted versions of the couple, mounted stag skulls with white feathers adorn the walls, and doors slam shut behind them with no explanation. As the snowstorm worsens, what began as a romantic getaway transforms into a prison, and someone else seems to have the key. Throughout their marriage, Amelia has written annual letters to Adam that he's never seen. Hidden in the chapel, these letters reveal the true history of their fractured relationship. The first letter describes their accidental meeting at the Electric Cinema, where Amelia willingly became second fiddle to Adam's writing despite their whirlwind romance. Subsequent letters track their deterioration. When reclusive author Henry Winter allowed Adam to adapt his novel, The Doppelganger, it transformed Adam's career but distanced him from Amelia. She reveals Henry only trusted Adam because of her. As the letters continue, more secrets emerge. Amelia accompanied Adam to industry events, quietly identifying people to help him navigate his face blindness. She mentions seeing Henry Winter following them. By 2016's Bronze Letter, Amelia contemplated leaving Adam, feeling invisible and unappreciated. The most shocking revelation? Amelia's twin-like work friend was actually Robin, Henry Winter's daughter, who had been Adam's first wife before Amelia. Adam is haunted by recurring nightmares of the woman in the red kimono, a blonde British woman struck by a tar in the rain the night his mother died when he was 13. Due to his face blindness, Adam couldn't identify the driver, leaving him forever wondering about his mother's killer. The red kimono motif appears throughout their stay. Adam thinks he sees someone in a kimono like his mother's entering the chapel. Later, they find a bedroom with carved wooden robins and discover a red silk kimono on their bed, identical to his mother's death garment. These triggers suggest someone knows about Adam's trauma and is exploiting it. The shocking truth eventually emerges. Adam himself caused his mother's death. As a rebellious teen, he learned to steal and drive from a girl. Taking a corner too quickly, he hit his mother. The girl pushed him out and drove away. Years later, he would marry this same girl, Amelia, without recognizing her due to his face blindness. Robin, who lives in a nearby thatched cottage, watches Adam and Amelia from afar. Unlike Amelia, she wears practical layers of cotton and wool, has self-cut gray hair, and a weather-worn appearance. When Amelia spots her at the window and screams, Robin retreats. Later, when the couple seeks her help, she closes her curtains and refuses to answer, offended by Adam calling her a nutter. We eventually learn Robin is Henry Winter's daughter and Adam's first wife. She befriended Amelia at Battersea Dogs Home and helped her get a job, only for Amelia to steal her husband. After discovering their affair, Robin fled. That same day, Henry called to say he was dying, drawing her back to the childhood home she'd escaped. Robin reveals Henry was a brilliant writer but a dangerous man who bullied her mother until death, then bullied Robin. After Henry died, she replaced his unfinished manuscript with her own writing, successfully fooling his agent. Now she plans to rewrite her life story and exact revenge on both Adam and Amelia. As the weekend progresses, tensions escalate. Bob disappears, the power fails, and Amelia becomes trapped in the crypt, where they find desperate scratch marks on the walls. Mysterious whispers and footsteps echo through empty spaces. Outside stands a strange scarecrow wearing Henry Winter's Panama hat. Behind the chapel, they discover a cemetery with one cleared gravestone bearing Bob's collar. The grave belongs to Henry Winter, father of one, author of many, 1937-2018. Their escape attempt reveals all four tires slashed with smile-shaped dashes. Inside the chapel, they find a bedroom that perfectly replicates their own home, down to Amelia's exact paint choice. The confrontation begins when a letter slides under the door, revealing that Amelia was involved in the hit and run that killed Adam's mother decades ago and deliberately sought him out. When confronted, Amelia confirms this but grabs a knife after Adam admits his unhappiness. Someone appears behind her with scissors. Rock, Paper, Scissors explores how well we truly know those we love and how easily we can be deceived. All three main characters are unreliable narrators, each concealing crucial truths from both others and readers. Adam's face blindness serves as both a medical condition and a metaphor for his inability to see people's true nature. Despite claiming, "After 7 years of marriage, I recognize when my wife is lying," he's missed the greatest deception. He married the woman who witnessed his mother's death. Amelia reinvented herself to win Adam's love, changing her appearance and speech because she knew she could make him happier than Robin did. Her unstable foster care childhood taught her never to trust, yet she seeks stability through marriage to Adam, possibly to atone for her role in his mother's death. Robin, initially portrayed as a recluse, emerges as perhaps the most calculating character. After being betrayed by both husband and friend, she designs an elaborate revenge, luring them to her childhood home during a snowstorm to isolate and torment them. 6 months after the Blackwater Chapel confrontation, Robin writes that she and Adam are reunited. Rock, Paper, Scissors will be published under Henry Winter's name, though she wrote it. She mentions failing to remove her mother's sapphire ring from Amelia's lifeless hand in Scotland. In the epilogue, investigator Samuel Smith visits the abandoned Blackwater Chapel. In the cemetery, he finds a fresh, unmarked grave with an inhaler in the dirt. Henry's headstone now reads, "Killer of one, author of many." On the grave sits a glass box containing a sapphire ring still attached to a human finger, a paper crane, and vintage stork-shaped scissors. Like the game that gives the novel its title, there are no true winners, only temporary victories before the next round. The characters have played this game their entire lives, each move determined by past choices. The secrets we keep and lies we tell eventually demand their price, often paid not just by us, but by those we claim to love.